You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. The Michigan legislature has approved a voter-initiated law that requires women to purchase additional insurance in order to have coverage for an abortion. Right to Life of Michigan launched the petition drive to bring that proposal before lawmakers. John Lindstrom is the publisher of the Gongwer News Service. Good morning, John. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you. Let's start with the process here. Why did this go through a petition drive and a voter-initiated law to come before lawmakers?
This is an issue that Right to Life has been pushing now for well over a decade. They had a similar bill back when Governor Engler was still in office, and he vetoed it. And then last year, when the state was going through the process of reforming the legislation on Blue Cross Blue Shield, the similar provision, basically requiring separate riders for coverage for abortion to be available, and that if you wanted that, you had to go purchase it separately, was put into the legislation on Blue Cross, and the Governor Snyder, vetoed that. Quite surprisingly, he's only vetoed a few bills in his term, arguing, in effect, that if a woman is raped, he did not think that that was right to force her to get a separate insurance policy if she decided she wanted to get an abortion for those circumstances. So Right to Life was quite upset about that and decided, as they have done several times in the past, to start an initiative petition. Now, under the Constitution, if you get the signatures to put an initiated law on the ballot, in theory, the legislature can just turn around then and enact that law. The governor cannot veto that law. Most of the time, however, that doesn't happen. Most of the time when there's an initiated law, it goes straight to the ballot and the people vote on it. For example, on things like stem cell research, which happened a few years ago. So that was an extremely controversial provision. But Right to Life has a great deal of influence on especially the Republican caucuses. They had gotten, in effect, assurances from members that if it were put up for a vote, they would vote for it. After all, most of the legislature voted for it a year ago in the Blue Cross bills. So they felt they were safe in putting this thing up. What was interesting was that there seemed to be some hesitation on the part of legislative leaders to put it up right now during the end of session at Christmas. They had until basically the end of January to act on this thing. But people in Right to Life, Michigan Catholic Conference, the big supporters of this proposal, didn't want to waste time. And so when it appeared that there would be some delay this week, they stepped up the pressure to get a vote. And yesterday that vote came.
John, we're having your phone line's breaking up a little bit. I don't know if there's a place you stand and get a little better reception, but just a little break up there right now. Let me ask you, though, about some of the female lawmakers who shared some personal stories yesterday in the legislature, including State Senator Gretchen Whitmer revealing she had actually been raped when she was a college student. Does the fact that lawmakers would share such personal stories indicate that this is a very emotional issue and a very hot issue right now in Lansing?
Well, it is a very hot issue, and it is a very emotional issue. And Senator Whitmer has, in many respects, been the leader of this. And she and the opponents of voting on this, those who wanted to put it up for a vote of the public, were calling this rape insurance, in effect saying if you were raped and you were pregnant, then this was the only option you had. That stirred a very strong response from Right to Life. They brought some people who were children whose mothers had been raped and they had been conceived in the rape, arguing that, you know, that in effect you would be saying they should be killed. It was very, very emotional. That's a way as well. But clearly nobody knew that Senator Whitmer was going to tell this story. Clearly this has been an extremely difficult story for her to tell. It is not unknown for this to happen. In fact, back in the 60s, when abortion was first being debated about whether or not it could be legal, the only female senator at the time got on the floor and quite emotionally talked about how she had had to get an abortion, which, of course, was an illegal abortion at that time. The hope was, I think, that this would sway some votes in hopes of not passing it. And it wasn't just Senator Whitmer who later said, said that she called her father, who was, in fact, the former president of Blue Cross Blue Shield, Dick Whitmer, to tell him this. He didn't even know that this had happened when she was in college. But you had on the House side, you had Representative Lamonte talk about how she was basically had to get an abortion because she was having a miscarriage and she was in danger of dying. She was hemorrhaging. And it was interesting because anybody who watches the legislative procedure knows that it's a bit of a mess. People are always walking around talking. Nobody pays much attention to the speakers. But when Senator Whitmer was talking and Representative Lamonte was talking, everyone went quiet. The whole place quieted down. Everyone at least sat down and listened to what they had to say. So it was very powerful from that standpoint. Not if you were an opponent of this, not powerful enough to sway votes, but it was very powerful. And the Senate Majority Leader, Randy Richardville, praised her for having the courage to talk about a very, very painful experience.
Okay. John, thank you for your time this morning. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
John Lidstrom is the publisher of the Gongwer News Service.